Hulen en Black Gemara, where that Ches Amin Aleph, we're up to Gufa, we're discussing what a person can walk out with and what he can't. We're talking about a slave. They can walk out with that little plate identifying that they are, you know, the collar plate, that they are a slave. Amar Shmuel said, Yaitse ha'ebed b'chaisim shebetzavare. He said a slave can walk around with a chaisim around his neck, and we explained before that it's talking about the master placed it on there, so therefore he will never remove it to show off to anybody. But if he himself placed it on there, he shouldn't, because he might take it off and show it. Avaleba chaisim shebetzavare. Not if it's in his dress. And we said the reason is, in case it breaks, he's so scared to walk around, he will take his talus, whatever it is, and put it on his shoulder and carry it, and that's also on Shabbos. I never learned, Yitzhak Bechesh, it's a body, but one around the neck, I'll have another one around his dress. So Ramina, we asked the question, didn't we learn the Braisa, Lo Yitzhak Eved Bechesh, it's a body, should not walk around with the Chesh around his neck, or the Lo Bechesh, it should be Ksusi, and not the Chesh in his Ksus. The Yushmul said you could walk around with the one around the neck, that's clearly you can't. And not the Chesh, you can answer, before we get the answer, so the Braisa says also Zevaza Emakabatuma, that's not an ornament. It's not a kabatuma, the lay bazook shavari, nor can he walk around with a bell. We'll talk about it later around his neck. I will yate bazook shabiksus, if he has a bell, that's like an ornament on his dress, he's allowed to wear it, we'll see later why. Zevaza Mekabatuma, because it's a tachshit, it's a makabatuma, it's a cake. Well, like Tate now behema, labor chesha shabitzavara, the labor chesha biksusa, neither one around the neck or the dress, the lay bazook. If he wore a mantle around himself, and never with a bell, because he learned that, you know, it looks like he's taking him to the market on Shabbos. But there's no tachshit by the hem. Getting back to our original question, Shmuel said you're allowed to walk around with Eved around the neck, and here it says kol yinat. The only answer would be hada over the rabbi. Shmuel who says you're allowed to is because his master gave it to him, so he won't take it off, won't dare take it off, and hada over the rabbi did himself, he would remove it to show off, and he might carry it on Shabbos. Says Shmuel, you don't even say that. Both of them his master made it. It's made out of metal. So then the concern is that even though his Rebbe made it, he'll never take it off. But if it falls down, he's scared because it's worth money. He'll take it home to bring it back to his master, so he'll carry on Shabbos. And here's talking about tit, and it's junk. Therefore, if it falls off, even the master doesn't want it back. And therefore, he's not going to carry it. Something to worry about. That's why he's a lot of weird. Something which is like a medal, his master wants it back, and he gets it, but you're not walking Shabbos because it falls down, you're going to carry it home. Because if he gave it to you, you're not going to take it off. If it falls down, you're not going to carry it with you. Hochinam is Tabbe that he's talking about here. Tit, the Tani says, Zevze Emekabotum, the Namekabotum. Sorry, it makes sense that he's talking about here about this price about metal. Because he amid Yishleim is Shalmachin metal, so there is a Chiddush. Generally, metal kalim are makabotum, but this one isn't because it's not an ornament, because actually it's quite disappointing. You know, it's not an ornament at all. It's showing you an ebb. How did the metal kabotum? How kalim do a regular kalim made out of metal? Makabotum. Eliyam, you can tell me, Bishop Titna, I'm talking about cement. How did the metal kabotum? Only this is not a kabotum. How kalim do a makabotum? Anything else made out of junk, out of cement, out of dirt, isn't kabotum. But Tanya, we learned clearly, clay avoni made out of stone, clay goli made out of dung, but clay adoma made out of earth where you didn't bake it in an oven. Like Klecheres, ain't mekabel tumah, because it's not valuable. Leim edivre teirev, leim edivre seifim. So if the Braise says it's not mekabel tumah, it must be a chiddush here. That what? This must be made out of metal. Shema min oshel matchiz, that this is made out of metal. Every other keli of metal is, but this one isn't, because it's not something complimentary. Shema min oshel. Oh, my mother continued analyzing, he said, well, a slave cannot walk around with a bell around his neck. I will get into the zuk, which is the one on his dress. Why can't you walk around with a bell around his neck? We're talking about there's no lock in it. He might break off and he'll carry it. So why is the dress any different? He might break off and carry it. It's talking about over here that it was sewn on very well on the dress, so it won't fall off. Before he said it regarding water passing through for chatzitza, but the same thing over here he says as well. I also said, let's say to behem a labor chayshim tavar v'chayshim zuzah. Rabbi Hanum should not walk around with any of these plates. The labor zuzah should be tavar, not with a bell around his neck. The labor zuzah should be zuzah, which we understand why, because it looks like he's taking it to the market. But then you tell me that v'zevah zeh mekabotumah, that a bell of a behem is not mekabotumah. Why not? The zuzah de behem ain't mekabotumah. You tell me the bell is not mekabotumah, but I mean we learn zuzah shel behem tumeah, that the bell of the animal is tumeah. But you can't become tumeah. Why not? It's a keli. Shaldelis, but if it's a bell that's attached to a door, since it's mechuba makarka, anything mechuba cannot be makabotum. It's tahira. What about shaldelis? It started out as a door, basula behemoth, So if it's not makabel tumah, then you made it for an animal, you changed it around, made for an animal, so now it's a keli, so therefore it's meyer. But shel behemah, for chil meyer behemah, so it's already grown to makabel tumah. And then masul adelis, then you made it for a door. Once something is suitable for makabel tumah, we learned before already, you cannot alter it unless you make a physical change. So attaching to the door is not really a physical change. All you did was you stuck it onto the door. Afa pisha chibra deli, attach it, ukwai masul, you didn't use nails, tell me, because you didn't make a change. Just thinking about it makes it suitable to become tummy, but the ain't ugly midday to mustn't elevation of my sense. Once something is suitable to a kabbal tummy, and you want to alter it, you have to physically do a change. We see clearly from here that a bell of an animal is a kabbal tummy. Like kasha, no question. Hard the easily in bowl, if it has a block in it, then it's a complete keli, then it is a kabbal tummy. And a Shabbos don't matter, less the in bowl, there's no block. Second, I'm a monoshach. What does a block have to do? Imanu, if a bell is considered a keli, then I forgot to less the in bowl, it has no block. And he loved manu, and he made mashal le manu. And if it's not a kelim, what does the block help? Why is it making a kelim? Because he said, yes, because sometimes the only purpose is to make noise. And in that case, it's a kelim, only the block is there. In, I know that something that makes noise by metal is tummy, a bell. And if it says, kol dover, anything, and when the attached dover means dibur, words, anything which makes noise. Actually, yovah be'esh, tavir be'esh, you know, from Makash is there. I feel a dibur, yovah be'esh. And even words that make noise, also it can be makabel tumah. As when I came to support you, telling me that's not makabel tumah because it's missing that glock with less the inboom. So ain't let me see awesome. Look at the neck. It says a loy bezuk shibet zavari, but not the bell around the neck. This is an eved. I will yaitu bezuk shibet susin one on his clothes. Zev is a makabel tumah. By an eved is makabel tumah. Now the chayde the mish if it's bright. We're talking about there's no glock. Either less the inboom, no makabel tumah. There's no glock there. Why by an eved is a makabel tumah? But Aminu, we learn, if somebody made something noise for a machteshes, that, you know, for example, we learned that you should make noise that when you make and you crush the spices, because we learned koil yoflu tsumim. You make a bell, you make noise, ularisa for a bed, or by a kid, a little baby in a cot. So you want to make the kid fall asleep and so on. Make you feel happy, a sound machine, or mitchay svarim, and you want to use it around svarim, they used to put bells so the kids in class would know that the teacher is coming and they bring the svarim in. Well, the mitchay tonight is, we want to hang it around the kid's neck, yesh lehenim, they have a glock to main. Eng lehenim will tell you, they have a glock to tell you. What about niklu imbeyin, you took away the, let's say it had a glock, and then you took it away, adayin to musan aleh. So it's still suitable, taking away the glock does not change the keli. If the tumah is still on it, because it's not considered like a keli that completely broke, which we learned before, loses the tumah. The tumah is still on it. Sigmar says, Hani mili, this. So here we see that even though the glock is missing, it's still but never had a glock. If it never had a glock, it's not makabel tumah. If the glock is missing, once it had a keli, he doesn't lose it. When do we say that bitfinit by a kid? The lekol avid by a kid is taken namu kabel tumah because the whole purpose is to make noise, and if it's made without a glock, the chatchilah then it's namu kabel tumah. It's not completed. Avu godlu by an adult. The reason why by a man, if he wears a bell without a glock, it's still makabel tumah because he doesn't need the noise. Him the bell itself looks nice. Avu gab the less even though it doesn't have the glock inside. Amamah we learned before nitlu imbelein. You just said before that if it was a bell that had a glock and then you took the glock away, and then to relay, it's still considered a tummy. Still, you didn't lose the tummy. If the keli wasn't crushed yet, but my chazi, what can you do with a bell without a glock? What do you mean? If you didn't ruin the keli, the whole purpose of a bell is to make noise. What else can you do with it? Amar writes the Bible, hoyel shehed yoch lachzid. It's so easy to put the glock back. You don't need a professional, an ordinary person. Even if you didn't put it back, it's as if it never was broken. Most of Rabbi asks a question. It says hazu. That imbol chibur, that bell and the glock is attached. It sounds like only when it's attached is it considered a bell. Not because you could put it together. I v'chi temi, you're going to tell me, you rabbi, you're going to learn it means since you could put it together, it's always considered a keli. Avagav le mechaber, you know it's not connected. Kiman le mechaber, the mechaber is connected. But Tanya, we learned mispoido shel prokid. You have a scissor made of two parts. We had it before. The izmal shel hita, the plane that you use to smooth out the cement, which is basically made of a metal piece. And then you put the metal piece between two pieces of wood, and that wood is the handle. And when you finish using it, you remove the handle from it. So chibul tumah, when they're connected, when you're using it, when they're working together, they're mechubah. If you touch one part, the other part comes tameh. If you sprinkle from the paraduma, one part, the other part comes fire. And yet, the ain't chibul hazah. We're going to decide it when it comes to hazah, they're not considered one. I mean, we ask, most of it makes sense. The scissor, two parts together, because of one, they left to Hazar. Why only when it comes to Tumah, you touch one part, the other one becomes Tumah? The same thing should apply to Hazar as well, when you sprinkle. The Eloi Chiburu, and if it's not considered attached, then I feel to Menamila, that if you touch one part of the scissor, the other one shouldn't become Tumah either. What's going on here? Vamar Rabba said, we're always Mach. According to the Torah, B'Shas Melacha, while it's working, it's considered one piece. Chibur is connected, Bein Lutumah, Bein Lazar for both. Shaloi B'Shas Melacha, when it's not functioning, even though they're together, it's not considered one piece. Ein Chibur, Loi Lutumah, V'Loi Lazar for neither. And then the Chum decided, it'll be Machmer in both cases. When it comes to Tumah, we're always going to treat it as if it's one, even when we're not working with it. When it comes to Hazar, which is a cooler, we'll always treat it like two, even when you are working with it. Because people don't know the difference. Gozer al Tumah, Shaloi B'Shas Melacha, and Shatumah, Shim B'Shas Melacha. So Tumah is always us as if it's working together. While Hazar is sprinkling, Shim B'Shas Melacha, even while you're working, Shim B'Shas Melacha, as if it's not working, and it's always us. Hello, my Rabbi. So we see clearly from here that it has to be connected. So therefore, Kasha, what Sabai is saying here, that the Zub and the Imba, because it can be connected, is considered connected. And the Gemara, Sabai is going to answer, I'll tell you, another answer. You know the answer to the Rabbi? You know why the bell, you take the Glock, it's still considered a Keli, and still Makabal Tumah? Hoyil v'ro l'hakisha gavichet. It's true, it doesn't have its original, full original use, but you can still make noise. Bang the entire bell against the earthenware, it'll make noise. So therefore, it still does some of its original purpose. So if you start with like a cane, even before we had a little hole. As long as you can still put pomegranates inside, it's still considered a cane. But here also, Ibranami learned Amar Abiyaz Rechinin, Hoyil v'ro l'hakisha gavichet, because it's suitable to bang it against the cheddars, you can still make noise. Abiyachin goes further. He says, even if you can no longer use it for its original purpose, as long as you can use it for something, it still retains the identity of a keli and makabo tumah. So even though you remove the glock, why? What can you do with a bell without a glock? You can put water in there and feed a little child with it. If it still has a purpose, it's still considered a keli. So Rabbi Yechon seems to hold, not like Rabbah that says it has to have something of the original purpose. Rabbi Yechon seems to say that even though it doesn't have the original purpose at all, to make noise, but it can be used for some other purpose, and it's still a keli, it's makabo tumah. That's today's Gemara. We'll continue tomorrow in Mitzvah.